Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Certain Ones Blog Talk Radio Show, where I'm your host for the hour, Vanessa Richardson. I am having crazy technical difficulties. I actually cannot log on my computer right now, so we're going to try to forge through. I cannot let anyone on at all right now. So this is what I'm trying to do. You can hear that technical difficulty. This is crazy. This happened at the last minute. But we're going to trudge forward. We're going to do what we can do. Okay, so just bear with me for a little bit.
installed on your computer, which
just 1 minute, if you will, try to work something out. This is my first time experiencing this. So I just want to say thank you guys for just joining us here on the 31 Block Talk Radio Show with your host, Vanessa Richardson. For those who don't know, March is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and we have some wonderful women who are just going to share their stories with us tonight. For those who don't know endometriosis, I advocate this every year. And it's basically a female health issue where women are affected by it. I just want to say just women because, you know, families are affected by this. And it says that although that there's no cure for it, there is subjective treatment. What do you mean, Vanessa, subjective treatment? Subjective treatment is this just treatment that it varies as far as working or for the certain patient goes. For instance, some people said that if you have a hysterectomy, you can get rid of your endometriosis. Or some people say if you have a baby, you can get rid of endometriosis. What else? So much. Hormone treatment, they advise. But if you do these forms of treatment that it can help you cure endometriosis. Now, bear in mind that some of these treatments have helped some women, but it has not helped every woman. Can I say that? It has not helped every woman, because every woman needs to be treated differently. Okay, they need to be treated differently. It just does not work for everyone in the same manner or the same way, if you will. So we're going to be talking about that. I got a wonderful guest is coming on who's sharing her testimony. I had for the past couple of years, we've been having wonderful women to share their testimony with us, and I'm so grateful to them for being bold and launching out, because, you know, this is a private matter. Again, it's a female health issue. It's sometimes very private. You don't want to share these things. But fortunately, we have some wonderful women who are sharing with us tonight, and I just want to applaud them for doing so, because I was one of those who didn't want to talk about it. You know, it was private. And you just didn't want to talk about these things, you know. So, but again, we have some women, wonderful women, for the month of March who are going to share their testimony with us. And again, I just want to say thank you, ladies, for sharing your testimony with us. And without further ado, I do have a co-host tonight. We're doing something different. Madeline, she is my co-host for tonight, and she is going to join us in a little bit. She's in the studio. We do have our guest in the studio. And for those just tuning in, I want to welcome you. Thank you guys for joining us. I am experiencing crazy technical difficulties, and I hate doing this rambling. That's what I feel like I'm doing, you guys, and I hate to cancel this show, but I am trying to make it do what it do here on the certain ones, okay? So bear with me just a little bit, okay? So we have Iris Bowling. She's in the house. Yes, she's with us, and she's going to talk about her heart series tonight. Hi, Iris. Thank you for joining us. I do see you in our studios. Welcome to the show. We had Tommy Ford on last week, and he hinted at the show, the heart series, that Iris Bowling is the creator and writer of, so she's joining us tonight to further enhance our discussion on the heart series. Shout out to LaShira. She introduced us to these wonderful people. The heart series creator and star, Tommy Ford, from those who know Mark and Tommy. Ain't got no job, but Tommy got jobs, all right? Tommy Ford got plenty of jobs. So he was here last week, and we talked about his events and going on, what's going on in his life. Okay, so we're still trying to log on, you guys. There will be just a moment or two. I'm thinking we're making some leeway here. We're making some leeway. So, yeah, what did I hint at? Madeline, So Real with Madeline. She is my co-host for tonight. She's in the studio waiting for me to forge through this technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, this is live. Then we have Brandon Shears. He's joining us tonight, okay? He's star of his movie is out. He's starting another role coming up. He started in The Walking Dead. You know, that's a movie I have yet to see because I get the chills, you guys. But I heard it's pretty good. Don't judge me. Please don't judge me. I have not seen that yet, but I'm going to see some episodes of that. So he has some great things coming forward. We want to bring him on as soon as I'm able to log in. If not, you guys, please forgive me. We might just have to reschedule. I am trying with due diligence to log on. to this show, okay? So looking crazy on my end. Looking crazy. Do you hear me paddling away? I'm trying to log on because I'm excited about this show. It's not allowing me to do anything, babies. It's not allowing me to get on. I hate to reschedule this, but it may look like that we have to do just that. I'm not getting on at all. Again, I do apologize, and I see everybody is logging on there in our studio. Thank you via Twitter. Thank you via Facebook. Thank you via yourself. I see you. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for your support. Always, I really appreciate you hearing the certain ones. To my guests, I do apologize for this technical difficulties. If I'm not able to log on within the next 5 minutes, maybe we can schedule for 6:30. Who knows how this works, how we can do this. I really want to go ahead and get this going, guys. I love this segment, this particular segment. Near and dear to my heart. You know, every time things don't go your way, sometimes God wants to redirect you and refocus you for the right time. And sometimes he does it. Not to us, but for us. And I'm looking at a for us moment right here. So I'm still trying, you guys, with due diligence. I'm really trying to lock on, but it's not allowing me to do anything, you guys. Can't even lock off, actually, right now. Okay? Not allowing me to do anything, babies. And I don't want to prolong your time just doing meaningless chatter, just doing this. It's a waste of time. It is now 6:12. I'm going to go ahead and shut down for a while, see what I can do by 6:30. If my guests can stay to 6:30, please stay tuned with me or just hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, whatever. I should be able to log on via myself, see if you're able to come back at 6:30 so we can complete this, okay? But right now, I am not able to get in the studio. We're having some crazy difficulties, and I do, again, apologize to you in advance for this. First time this has actually happened. So, let's see. I see something trying to happen, guys. Let's see. Let's see what's up. Something is trying to happen here. They're trying to take place. Somebody out there praying or something right now for real. Well, it's not happening. It's not happening, you guys. Unfortunately, it's not happening. I'm going to go ahead and try to log out, and I'm going to just shut things down right here or what I can here, and hopefully we can be back at 6:30. Again, to my guests, my listening audience, I do apologize. This is what I want you to do. If we do not happen to come back tonight, I want you to join us next Thursday. We can extend the time. We're going to break this thing up. We're going to make it work out, okay? So I want to go ahead and invite you to visit our website, our magazine, which is www.thecertainonemagazine.com. We have some wonderful articles for the month of March. It's out. I mean, I absolutely adore March's issue. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm sure you will, too. We got everything from inspiration, motivation, single, married, political, history, whatever. We have it covered just for you. Okay? So let's go over there and check our magazine out and then try to hit us back up here within 17 minutes. I'm going to try to work this thing out with due diligence, 6:30. Not 6:30. Join us next Thursday here on the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show. Okay? You know how we do here? If no one told you that they love you today, tomorrow, last year, even, you're hearing it here first on the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show. We love you with the love of the Father. But to them, let's go get it.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Thanks for tuning in to the Certain Ones Radio Show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, where we aspire to inspire. Visit The Certain Ones at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Certain Ones. Are you ready? Let's go get it.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to The Certain Ones Blog Talk Radio Show, where I'm your host for the hour. Crazy, 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 guys. Just the favor of God. Let me say that right now. Just made everything go right. I never had this happen before, but I thank you guys so much for still hanging in there with us. I appreciate you. I really do. This is what I want you to do. My co-host, Madeline, she's still on the line. Welcome, co-host. Welcome to the show.
I am here. Hey, woo woo.
Hi, Madeline. Cray, cray, cray. This is crazy, yes. Crazy. I'm not able to have access to my Facebook right now. I'm actually having some crazy.
Okay.
That would be great. That would be phenomenal. And for those who are listening.
Okay, you broke off on me. I couldn't hear you. You want me to get on Facebook for you?
Yeah, go ahead. And my co-host, you guys, this is Madeline Bass. Let me tell you, this is a phenomenal woman. She's just, I love her so much. My sis just got a fantastic talk show. If you have not been tuning into her show, what are you waiting on? Okay, Madeline, before we go into that, I'm going to just go ahead and ramble on furthermore about our show as you try to connect with LaShira and Iris. As you try to do that, that will be greatly appreciative. I'm going to go ahead and just pitch this episode as my co-host, Madeline. So Real with Madeline. She's joining us tonight. Thank you guys for joining us. This is what I need you to do. Join us here via this telephone number, which is 917-932-1607. That is 917-932-1607. And we have one case for you tonight. We have the creator and the writer of the Heart series, which is Iris Bolin, as I aforementioned. We had Tommy Ford on the show last week. He hinted about this phenomenal show, and he joined us, and, you know, we had to bring the creator, Iris, back. You know, she's also an author, so we're bringing her on the show. And then we have LaBrandon Sheed. Oh, man, I'm just so happy to have him on. We're going to talk about his new release, Triple Nine. Triple Nine! Y'all know about that. So he's on the show tonight. He's joining us. And also, we're going to have our first advocate for Endometriosis Awareness Month, and that is Casey Burnham. We sure appreciate Casey for joining us. Again, Casey, you're just tuning in. We have some difficulties, tech difficulties, so we're trying to just squeeze everything in as we can, which is all right because we scheduled this show for over an hour. That's how we do here, okay? So I'm going to take this quick break. Me and my co-host, Madeline, so real with Madeline. She's in the house, you guys. Yes, she is. And our advocate is in the house, too, endometriosis advocate, Casey Burner. Welcome to the show. We're going to round up our other crew, you guys, and we're going to come back and get it popping. You know what? We are going to get it popping. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this quick and yet detailed break. You know what? I like On the Rise, Madeline. We're going to take a break via that song. Pretty well. Let's talk about I'm on the Rise, because you know what, you guys, you are still on the rise in spite of any technical difficulties in your life like I've experienced tonight. Whatever hiccups you experienced in your life yesterday, tomorrow, hey, it's going to be all right. Want to know why? Because we're on the rise. Let's go get it. Here we have Jacqueline Carr.
Every word that God releases over your life, the enemy will try to come against and death. That you are born with a purpose, so the enemy will tell you that you're worthless. He knows you're the children of the covenant, so he tries to show you the opposite, and he's really bidding after your anointing. But you gotta proclaim the devil can't hold me, cause I'm on the rise. I'm on the rise. I'm on the rise. I'm on the rise. Every word that God releases over your life, the enemy will try to come against it. He knows you are the chosen generation, so the enemy will show you frustration. He knows that you're walking in healing, while the pain says that you've been feeling. All the time he tries to come from all angles. But I'm on the rise. I'm on the rise. All the believers declare, I'm on the rise. I'm on the rise.
Do you have a show idea or community event that you would like for Vanessa to announce? These requests can be emailed to VanessaJackso90@hotmail.com. That's VanessaJackso90@hotmail.com. Be sure to send in writing on the organization's stationery and letterhead and include a general overview of the organization event with complete contact information. Your request must be received at least 4 weeks prior to the event. Include the date, time, location, and specific needs for the event.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Certain Ones Block Talk Radio Show, where I am your host for the hour, Vanessa, and my wonderful co-host, for real, was Madeline. Welcome back to the show, Madeline.
Thank you. So glad to be here. We're ready.
You know, I'm so ready, so excited. You guys, again, thank you so much via Twitter. Thank you via Facebook. Thank you via your call and text for joining us here on the Certain Ones. In spite of our technical difficulties, we trudge through. We are trudging through. Thank you so much. I'm trying to get our guest back, which is Iris Boylings, and she talks so wonderfully about her heart series. I want to talk about it. And also we have Casey Berner. She's on the line. Might just go ahead with her. For those who don't know, this is Endometriosis Awareness Month. And this is close to me, personal to me. I'm an advocate for those who follow me on Facebook. I'm an advocate. I'm a supporter and also a survivor of endometriosis. Endometriosis affects globally about 75 million women. This is globally, okay? And as I mentioned, for those who did not hear, I talked about how endometriosis, they say that you don't necessarily doesn't kill you, but it does. It kills you of your dreams. It can rob you of certain things, your chances of becoming a mother, infertility, because endometriosis is the number one cause of infertility, if you will. And sometimes, this is so sad, you guys, it takes up to, Madeline, I don't know if you know this, you may do, it can take up to 7 to 12 years to be diagnosed because some doctors don't know what to look for or don't know what it is. And so these kids who just reach puberty age, around 12, when their cycles begin, they have these ferocious, these monstrous, these painful, people call them cramps, but it's more than just that, you guys. It's more than just cramp, where you're bedridden, and you can't move, and you just get so anxious, anxiety when it comes to your cycle every month, you may want to just go ahead and bring these alertness to your healthcare provider because this is not normal cycles. And sometimes doctors who don't know, they don't say the right things, Madeline. They tell you it's in your head, it's just cramps. And other people who don't know, understand endometriosis, who experience cramps, the difference between cramps and endometriosis pain. And if you speak to various women, they will give you some in-depth description. Sometimes the pain is indescribable as what endometriosis feel like. Some people say it's like your organs are being pulled out. Some people say it's like cold, C-O-A-L, heart burning cold. I mean, imagine yourself having a baby in labor. That's how endometriosis feels, some people feel. The pain is just so bad. And then there's so many myths and misconceptions, you know, that if you use contraception, if you get a hysterectomy, which is very major and very invasive, that you can get rid of endometriosis. But the fact is, it's subjective treatment. And if you don't get treatment, Madeline, your endometriosis is these tissues that escape outside the uterus wall. They're supposed to not go certain places, but they escape. And they flare up at certain points, like when it's time for your cycle. So it's trapped. It's lodged in certain places. It can go to the lungs, the brain. It can even come out through the skin, you know, bleeding in the skin.
Oh, wow.
Endometriosis is very, very, very serious. And there's no cure, but there is treatment. And the longer you wait, it just messes up your organ. Your organs be attached, and they go in there. And this is how you can be diagnosed. You have to have a laparoscopic procedure. These are just cameras that they go inside and they look around and see what's going on inside you. And if they do see endometriosis, they can, like, burn it out, you know, and set. Sometimes your organs is attached against your body. Sometimes they, you know, go in there and do surgical procedure to make correct those things, you know. So, yeah,
well,
the only way you can be aptly diagnosed with endometriosis. So it's a crazy, crazy disease that we want to bring more recognition to. And more patients are diagnosed with endometriosis than they are with cancer patients. And yet, to date now, uh-huh. a lot of doctors don't know what to look for, do not know what to
so
look
you've
for.
So you've heard a lot. You're uncomfortable. It's just an uncomfortable feeling?
It's an extremely uncomfortable feeling, and that's put it mildly and lightly. But I want to go ahead and bring our first guest on, which is Casey Berna. She is a social worker, and she's an advocate for endometriosis. She also walks. There's a walk that takes place every March for endometriosis to help bring about awareness, if you will. So we do have Iris Bowling on. Oh, Iris, it's Iris. Welcome to the show. Good to see you. This is what we're going to do very quickly, because I want to go ahead and get in depth with the endometriosis. Iris, you give me 10 minutes, if you will. I want to go ahead and bring our first advocate on, which is Casey. Welcome to the show, Casey. We're so glad to have you join us tonight in spite of all these crazy technical difficulties. Madeline, meet Casey. Casey, meet Madeline.
Hi. Hi, Vanessa. Hi, so nice to meet you, Vanessa. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate your dedication to awareness. And, Vanessa, I'm so sorry that you suffer with this disease like I do. It's terrible.
It's horrible. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank you, first of all, for being willing to talk about it. As you know, it's so private a matter, an issue. And I was silent for the first couple of years because I didn't want to talk about it. I put me in it. And I realized that my silence wasn't helping anyone, any of our sisters who deal with this issue. So I want to, again, thank you for sharing your story with us. Thank you so much, Casey.
Oh, my goodness. I was very private at first as well. I think it takes time for us to wrap our heads around this horrible disease and really understand it and really understand the impact that it has in our lives. And once I sort of wrapped my own head around it, I really felt that it was healing and empowering to talk about it. And now I talk about my uterus to anyone who will listen and probably make lots of people uncomfortable by always bringing it up, but that's okay. I feel okay with making others uncomfortable.
Me too. Me too. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. We got a powerful show tonight, you guys. And people are still joining us. Thank you, guys. You guys rock. So people are still joining us. I wanted to mention that we have Iris Bowling on. She's in the house. And we're going to talk about her heart series. And also, we have Mr. LeBrandon Sheard. We're going to talk about his new movie, Triple Nine. Ooh, action pack. Okay? LeBrandon Sheard is in the house. So let's go ahead. If you would, Casey, let's talk about your experience. When did it begin with you? As I mentioned, sometimes it takes 7 to 12 years to be diagnosed. And doctors don't know what to look for, and they assume that it's just cramps and it's just in our head. And so let's take it from there, your first experience with endometriosis.
Absolutely. I was not an exception to the 7 to 12-year diagnosis. Like many other women, I first got my period when I was in high school, and at my first period, I had painful cramps, I had diarrhea and stomach issues. And the pain continued to get worse. My periods continued to get worse. By the time I was in college, I was seeing a gastroenterologist, having all these tests, colonoscopies at age 20, and all of the tests kept coming back negative. And I was told, like many other women, that the pain is in my head. My gynecologist told me that I must just have a really low pain tolerance. Even I had my appendix taken out because the endometriosis can absolutely affect your appendix, your gallbladder. And even I had my appendix taken out at age 23. And I must have had, because I went on to get diagnosed with severe endometriosis, I must have had endometriosis in there, but they didn't see it. They didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And for many years, I just kept being told that I have a low pain tolerance, that my anxiety is causing my irritable bowel syndrome, and just kept getting dismissed and dismissed.
And you make some good point, Casey, because what endometriosis does, it mimics other ailments like irritable bowel syndrome, just to name a few things. So they give you these treatments, but it doesn't work because it's targeting not what the real issue is, which is endometriosis. So how did you come about? How did you get diagnosed for you? For me, I had a biopsy. By then, I had a hysterectomy. Let me just go ahead and put it out there. And then it did be a biopsy. But how did you come about your diagnosis?
Well, like I said, I was having stomach issues. Endometriosis could go on the bladder. I was having frequent UTIs. I had very bad fatigue, and everyone kept telling me that it was in my head or that it was stress. And it wasn't until I was 26 years old and was suffering from infertility. It's, I think, 30 to 40% of women with endometriosis experience infertility, and I was one of those women. And I went to the doctor, and he ruled out everything else. He couldn't find anything wrong with me. And he said, you know what, maybe you have endometriosis. Meanwhile, I had had all of the symptoms of endometriosis, but he went in there just to see because nothing, he couldn't figure anything else out. And sure enough, he said I had mild endometriosis, and he just burned what he could see. Now, I found out later on I actually had severe endometriosis, and it wasn't until I found an excision surgeon who could actually cut it out instead of burning it out.
Wow.
That's when I found relief and actually found the extent of my disease.
Wow. You know what? I'm so happy you did finally find relief. Again, in my opening, I was saying how this disease is a destroyer. They said it doesn't kill, but it can kill your dreams. It can kill
absolutely.
So much. Your opportunity to become a mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like this, Casey, that we don't necessarily have to carry child, be moms, for those out there listening who are struggling or maybe has not put in the grist. And I can say this because I deal with this. I work in this area as far as becoming a mother. There's so many routes. Just consider that to become a mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel like life has, even though it has, it's hard. I'm not going to say that because for us to do something that we were created to do and we can't do, that's a hard pill to swallow, if you will. But don't allow that because for me, I spiritually 29. I'm like, this is too young for me. I'm not going to carry this cross the rest of my life. This is something that I refuse to do. Life is too big, too full of opportunities, of joy. I may have thought it will come one way, but it can come another way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put that out there. So let me ask you this, Casey, if you will, where are you at today? I know you advocate. How did you get the strength, the fortitude to say, listen, I'm not going to take this line down. Not only am I not going to take this line down, I'm going to become vocal. I'm going to talk about my experience because, again, me and you agreed, you were kind of silent with it. You didn't want to talk about it. So where did your strength and your fortitude come from?
I think it was after I found a specialist, a surgeon, who told me that my pain was real, that he thought I had extensive endometriosis, that my stomach issues, my bladder issues, my rib issues, everything that was sort of going wrong with my body was related to endometriosis. When the first surgeon who did my first surgery dismissed my pain and really didn't understand the extent of my disease and really couldn't help me with the extent of my disease. So when I found my specialist and he was able to take the endometriosis through excision off my bowels, off my bladder, off my pelvic sidewalls, he was able to clean me out. He told me about the endo diet, how eating gluten and dairy free could actually help me. And I didn't know that. I didn't know anything. And I started feeling so sad and so angry that all these years I was so misinformed and dismissed. And then I started online connecting with other women and realized that I was not alone in how uneducated I was and how they also were brought to many doctors who dismissed them and didn't know how to treat them. So I felt empowered to do something about it and started writing a blog. I started working with the Endometriosis Foundation of America. I work with their Empower program to educate adolescents about endometriosis. I started doing counseling with women who were struggling with endometriosis and infertility. I started working with Endo Warriors to run support groups. And the more active I got involved in the community, the more healing I felt and the more I felt empowered. I think going through this makes you feel so powerless, and I think this is a way to get my power back, helping other women to try to help them not suffer as long as I did.
Yeah,
and I think that's where it all started.
Yes, I wish I was Kofi right now just to give you a great big hug. You are so right. You said so much because you feel helpless, you feel powerless, and I want to bring Madeline and ask a question. If you have one, you feel powerless. It's just like we are creatures of habits, And we want to have feel like we have control over our lives and decision making. So when these things happen and people say the wrong thing as far as endometriosis go, what you really want is support. For me, it was in 1999, and we didn't have as much support, as you know, Casey, as we have today on the internet, our groups and all that. We didn't have that. So things were limited. But thank heavens that we have that support and women like you who are advocating, who are helping other women, who put aside their pain, their struggle for a while, and focus on our sisters. So that's what we call each other, endo sisters. It doesn't matter what color you are, what age you are, what walk of life you're from. We are sisters. We are united, and we help each other. And I love this. I absolutely love this. But somebody might be listening. Maybe they want to know, other than the incision, what doctor treated you, what's the apple, the name of the surgery that you you undergone to get relief from your endometriosis.
Sure, absolutely. So there are a few treatments. You mentioned hormonal treatments for women who may not be able to get excision surgery right away. Often they're put on constant birth control, and that can help somewhat with the pain and with the endometriosis symptoms. Although it doesn't shrink the disease or cure the disease, it can sort of temporarily help women. What I found most helpful, I saw Dr. Sechkin. He's a surgeon in New York. He helped founded the Endometriosis Foundation of America with Padma Lakshmi. I went to him, and he told me that most doctors burn it out, and they only will burn it off like the ovaries and the uterus, and they tend to ignore the bowels and the bladder and the diaphragm and the pelvic sidewall. So what happens is most women get endometriosis ablation surgery, and they wake up and they may feel a little better, but they're still in tremendous amount of pain. And doctors aren't told to look on the bowels, and so when patients come back and say, "I'm in pain," doctors are like, "Oh, no, I operate on you. You must be making it up, or I don't understand why you're in pain." So it's women feeling so traumatized and so helpless. So I found excision surgery to help so much, because the doctor was able to get it off my bowels and get it off my bladder and get it off my diaphragm and really give me a good cleaning. Unfortunately, endometriosis is a chronic illness, so even with the best of surgeries, a lot of women still have pain. So pelvic floor therapy is helpful, diet is helpful, acupuncture is helpful, and just to be aware, there are other conditions that occur with endometriosis, like interstitial cystitis of the bladder, some autoimmune issues, but I really have found, and there's different groups. There's Endometropolis on Facebook, and there's Nancy's Nook on Facebook, and they have taken the time to recommend surgeons who do excision, and it's a support group where other patients can learn about other doctors that they've had success with, instead of kind of going blindly and finding someone.
Thank you. I didn't know all that. That's a wealth of information. For those just tuning in, this interview will be available upon demand, so you can go back and catch all this. Listen to it, write it down, and reference yourself to all those sites that Casey has just mentioned. Madeline, you have any questions?
No, I'm just listening, because this is educational. My heart goes out to you, because I can't imagine dealing with some of those situations with the discomfort, the pain, the emotional. It's good to hear that there's some support for you emotionally, encouragement, and you, Vanessa, you guys are being an advocate for this. It's amazing. It's awesome that y'all are encouraging others to know that they're not alone, because I think that's probably the hardest thing, is feeling like you're alone in the situation. So I'm taking it in, and I'm being educated. So I just commend you both for just being able to share your story and being open.
Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll never forget the first meeting of EndoWorries. There's a support group, EndoWorries, and they have different support groups in every state. And before going to this EndoWorries meeting, I hadn't met anyone else in person or talked to anyone else who had endometriosis. And you're right, it is so isolating. Even though it's 1 in 10, a lot of women don't talk about it. A lot of women go undiagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. It's hard to talk about the fact that you have horrible constipation or diarrhea when you have your period. It's hard to talk about miscarriage or infertility. It's hard to talk about bad cramps or terrible bleeding. So it was really wonderful to connect with other women. It was really a blessing.
Wow. You're absolutely right. That's the most important thing. For those who are just tuning in, we are talking about endometriosis. March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. We have Casey. She's an endometriosis advocate. Is there a website we can reference them to if they want to connect with you? Casey Verna. She's a social worker also.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's www.caseyverna.com. You could go to my website, and there I also did two documentaries talking about. One documentary was talking about the effects of endometriosis and infertility on mental health. And I did another documentary. They're all free on YouTube. It's Vital Messages to the Medical Community from Patients. So you can see that on my website. You could learn about the Endometriosis Foundation of America, their Empower program, which I'm affiliated with, their adolescent education program. If you want to teach adolescents in your own neighborhood, there's the Worldwide Endo March that's coming up. There's a lot of great ways for women with this disease to take their power back.
Absolutely. That's what I love about this, that this, even though it's bad, and it is bad, it connects people who forget about themselves for a moment and reach out to help others, you know. And again, those silent moments where you want to hold silent and it's so embarrassing, you don't want to talk about it. I get it. I got it. But I had to be aware that my silence was not helping anyone. It did not help anyone. So that's why I will advocate this as loudly and proudly as I can. Because you know what, Casey, my stories are out there. I remember when I was feeling just like you, like nobody understood. Nobody, they just want to sweep it under the rug, you know, shrug it off and all that. And someone spoke to me so poignantly. Just take one person, one smile. He said, you've been given something. I'm like, yeah, I don't want it. He said, no, listen to me. You've been given something. And he held his hand open like something was in it, like the world. He said, you've been given something, Vanessa. What are you going to do with it?
Wow.
And ever since he said that, you know what I started doing with it? Like you, my friend, my sister, Casey. I've been advocating, talking about it, forgetting about myself sometimes, focus on the pain of others. Because there's a difference between sympathy and empathy. I can empathize because I experienced it, and I'm not going to let my voice be silent anymore. I took back my power. I educated myself, and I took back my authority. And what I can do, I do. I work hell out of it when I can. And I live in the moment. I love what I do. And it has not always been so. And you can attest to this with endometriosis. It's a process. And there's still processing taking place. The fact of the matter is happiness is what you perceive it to be, what you're going to do about it. Someone out there listening, you've been given something. What are you going to do with it? Casey, thank you so much for joining us. One more time, can you direct us to your website and your documentaries, if you will?
Absolutely. So it's www.caseyberna.com. That's C-A-S-E-Y. Verna.com. And you are a beautiful soul. Thank you so much for having me and for using your gift to advocate and change the lives of other patients. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate you too. Keep doing what you do. Thank you, Casey. Have a great one.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. So you guys, there it is. Our first portion has just begun. Casey Verna. Check out her website, you guys, okay? This site, this interview is going to be available upon demand. For those just tuning in, we had crazy technical difficulties. Casey, stuck around. I thank you so much. And we have Iris Boiling. She's in the house. That's right. And also we have actor LaBrandon Sheed. He's coming up. We're going to talk about his movie, 999. And the rest of the hour, we're going to talk to Iris Boiling about that heart series. You know what? I love anything to do with the heart, all right? What about you, Madeline?
I am ready and excited. I'm trying to stay muted so I don't disturb anybody because I'm trying to keep up with Facebook. But we put her website out there, so y'all go and check her out. Yes, I'm trying to get websites done so y'all can connect with her and get the information and talk with her and connect with her and share with her.
Please do. This is my co-host, you guys. You don't know Madeline. So real with Madeline. Madeline, go ahead. Go out your website. Go put out your information. So real with Madeline. You got an awesome soul.
Yes. We keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. You can get me at blogtalkradio.com/soulrealwithmadeline. And we love to talk real talk, Christians and believers mm-hmm. and dealing with real life situations as believers. We handle it.
That's right.
And
I'm
get
telling
it done.
You.
Yes.
You
yes.
get it done. And for real, for real. I'm talking about that heart. You might want to invite Iris Bowling and also Axel LeBron and Sheed if his schedule permits it. 999, they're in the building. Let's take this break.
Yes.
Touch that dial. Me and my co-host,
awesome.
For real, with Madeline. We'll be right back after this message.
Yep. Yes.
The day begins with Christ, the book by Adrena Turner. For immediate release, March 17, 2009. The day begins with Christ is a valuable tool to reach unbelievers as well as to enlighten Christians to have a deeper walk with God. The Day Begins With Christ has biblical examples and stories in comparison to our hardships of today. It educates, elaborates, and explains the social, psychological, spiritual, and physical conditions of men and women's relationship with God. The Day Begins With Christ by Adrena Turner. www.adrenaturner.web.com. A-D-R-I-E-N-N-A. www.adrenaturner.web.com. The Day Begins With Christ will be available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and everywhere books are sold. The Day Begins With Christ by Adrena Turner.
The Certain Ones has become a movement in motivation and inspiration. Our mantra is aspiring to inspire. Have you subscribed to The Certain Ones on YouTube? Log on today at www.youtube.com/TheCertainOnes and join in the movement too. Enjoy daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Are you ready? Let's go get it. And now back to the show with your host, Vanessa Richardson, and her special guest.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the show with me, Vanessa Richardson, your host for the hour, and my delightful co-host for the month of March, Madeline Bad.
Hey,
hey. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Madeline in the house. So for those of you just tuning in, we had an in-depth, wonderful discussion interview with endometriosis warrior advocate, Mrs. Casey Burner. Check out her website. Again, this episode is going to be made available upon demand. We're even going to feature it, our guests, Iris Bowling and LeBrandon Sheard and Casey in our magazine, The Certain Ones, okay? Where's that at, Vanessa? Here you go, www.thecertainonemagazine.com. And actor Darren DeWitt Henson, he is on the cover of March's issue. We had a wonderful interview with him last couple weeks ago. So check it out, all right? So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring actor 999. He is promoting hard this movie. Actor LeBrandon Sheed, he's in the building. And this is his first time here, so we want to make him welcome, Madeline. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
welcome,
hey.
Welcome, welcome. Can you hear? Are you there?
Oh, can you hear? Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I'm such a
welcome,
rookie
welcome,
to this,
welcome.
So, like, yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, yeah.
Thank you. You know, LeBrandon, I want to make you welcome. This is your first time here in The Certain Ones, and you have been busy, busy, busy promoting 999. First of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's, wow, like, yeah, this movie, I'm just feeling like a little kid in a candy store because it's so huge and I've never been a part of something just like it's a monster, literally. So
yeah,
I'm just feeling good. So
and you should, you should. Congratulations again. Let's go ahead and jump right. Let's break bread. Let's jump right into it. 999. I got so many questions, and I want to again thank you for staying with us in spite of our technical difficulties. Okay, so I'm not gonna prolong your time because I know everybody's busy. So I want to go ahead and just jump right in there. Audition process, was it crazy or you just knew you had it? Talk about that, 999. And I love action movies, by the way. Thrillers.
Oh, y'all, me too. They're my favorite. Yeah, the audition process was pretty hectic, actually. You know, I first found out, you know, about the audition, and I was like, oh, you know, 999, and I get the side, And the first thing I do, like, whenever I get an audition is, like, I'll IMDb it. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I saw the cast. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, Kate Winslet, Norman Reedus, Aaron Paul, Anthony Mackie. Like,
yes.
The list goes on and on. I was just like, what is this? Like, what are they trying to make? You know, but, yeah, I saw that, and I was like, okay, I really need to, like, grind hard if I even want to be considered for this. So, you know, I started, you know, breaking the character down, you know, this and that, you know, and really worked hard on, you know, creating like an amazing audition tape. And I did it and I sent it off and, you know, prayed on it. I was like, you know, even if I'm considered, like, that's incredible just to be in front of these people, you know, casting as well. And, yeah, then I find out, you know, casting wanted me to tape for another role. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. All right. So I do that tape, and I'm like, okay, you know what? If something happens, that'd be amazing. If not, I'm lucky just to make it this far. And then I find out, you know, it was like about 2 weeks after that, you know, I get a call. I mean, I'll never forget, like, I'm at 24-hour fitness working out, and I was kind of having a rough day. You know? And I was just like, I'm just going to go to the gym, work out, you know. And I'm like, you know, just on the bench press like that, and something told me just kind of have my phone to the side of me. I never really do that. And then I see my agent call, and I'll never forget. It was just like the world just stopped. Like I like put the, you know, the bar down, and it's my agent, and I pick up, and he's like, Sergeant, is this Sergeant Nelson? And I'm like, I'm like, what are you talking about, Chris? And it was kind of like going in and out. And I was like, I'm going to have to call you back, Chris. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, is this a prank call?
They don't know. They don't know who Sergeant Nelson is. I know who he is.
Yeah, so then I was like, what? And I call him back. And, it's, you know, both of my agents on the phone. And they're like, they're like, fool, why'd you hang up? They're like, you just booked 999. I was like, what?
That's the character in the movie, you guys. He didn't know. That is awesome.
Like, yeah, I'll never forget that. It was an amazing feeling. Amazing.
So you still get the jitters after your auditions? Because some people tend to have a feeling that they have it, but some people don't. What's your processing like? When you left that audition, did you know, or you just dealing with nerves?
Yeah, you know what I normally do is with auditions, I just prepare as best I can, you know, and that kind of masks my nerves. Like whenever I know I'm like fully prepared and I'm fully immersed as a character, all that stuff just kind of gets pushed to the rug because I'm just that focused, and you know, I just forget all that, and then after the fact, I'm just like, okay, wow, well, I did that. That just happened, so you know, I'm good, but. Yeah, for that, you know, it was definitely a process. It was a lot of, you know, just trying to just really nail that character down, you know, just having his mannerisms and just really having that edge because the director, John Hillcoat, you know, he really, like, painted this dark world, this very gritty dark world. And you know, I definitely tried to capture that with the audition.
Yeah, you good. No, you excellent. No, you're great. No, you're awesome. Okay, you all that. And okay, you guys see him in Walking Dead. And I don't even really watch movies like that. Okay, so I check you out. Your work. I check your body work out. So let's go ahead and talk about 999. Let's talk about that. What it's about for those who are in the dark and don't know. Let's talk about that, if you will.
Yeah, 999. It's basically about a group of corrupt cops, and they get blackmailed by the Russian mob. And it's really interesting because you have this kind of this gritty world, and all of this corruption is happening, and you have basically Casey Affleck's character. He's he's new to this team of gang unit cops. And I introduce his character to the union, and Casey, his character is very optimistic, you know, and he just he just kind of wants to do the right thing, and you have these two worlds sort of colliding, like him trying to do right, and you have all of these other characters, you know, Anthony Mackie, Norman Reedus, Aaron Paul, you know, Chiwetel Ejiofor, like they all they're robbing these banks, and you have these worlds colliding. So you have, you know, there's really no good and bad in this movie. It's sort of this gray line. So the director, right, John Hillcoat, he did an amazing job directing this, and it's shot like, I'm like, wow, this is ridiculous. Like, what did you guys just create? You know, so,
right.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
Madeline, you have to check this out, girl. You hear that? I'm already wooed.
I know, because I love
on
some
it.
Action. I love
and
me
the cat.
You know, I'm a scaredy cat, so I'm going to have to let you along with that other one, but I got you on this one.
Triple nine. That's right. Absolutely.
Yes.
So, any questions, Madeline? We got LeBron shooting in the house.
Yes, I can imagine it's exciting being, like you're saying, with being called, and that's hilarious with being hanging up because you didn't know. But what's it like when you're doing that character, you're getting into that zone, and then you have to go home? Do you stay in that zone? Is it hard to come off of that? I want to call it a high, but that rush, is it hard to come away from that?
You know, actually, it is, like, because you grow accustomed to, you know, this character that you've created, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's hard to, like, walk away, you know, like, I mean, I hear stories, you know, like some of the greats, you know, like, you know, rest in peace, like Heath Ledger, he couldn't walk away from the Joker after he created that.
Oh, wow.
I could see why. It was just, like, so iconic, you know. You know, and for me, like, I mean, it was, you know, it was difficult, but, you know, I was able to kind of, you know, go back and, you know, just do, you know, normal, you know, everyday things. But
balance it. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the preparation for it is, you know, is everything. And I'm glad I did my homework, you know, because I had to definitely bring my A game with this cast. So,
yeah. You sure did. Let me ask you this. You want to be diverse as far as your role goes? I know you don't want, it's any actor or actress's nightmare to be typecast. Do you see yourself doing, like, comedy?
I love comedy. That's actually a dream of mine, is to actually be on a sitcom, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a joke. Yeah. I love that. Because, like, people, they see me, you know, as sort of this dramatic, you know, person, you know, because I guess of my physical stature or whatever, but I'm a nut, you know, personally. Whenever you, like, meet me, I'm always cracking jokes. I'm just saying ridiculous stuff, you know. But yeah, that's definitely a dream of mine to be on a sitcom. That'd be amazing. That'd be incredible.
You know what? I see you paired with David Alan Grimm, for real though. That
would
be awesome. He will pull you out. He'll pull it out you, for real. That's what I think.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome.
I would love for that.
And not only that, like cartoon voiceover. You have the voice for cartoons too. Your voice?
That's
a compliment, by the way.
Oh, thank you. That's so funny. I was actually just talking to somebody about my voice. They're like, you should do some, like, voiceover stuff, and I'm like, I need to make that happen. I need to, you know.
I'm walking in there, Madeline.
Claim it.
Well, I thank you so much. Other than this huge box office hit of you guys, which I want you to go out and support, 999, what anything else you want to inform our listening audience? And we have quite a few tuned in right now. Thank you for Facebook. Thank you for Twitter. Thank you guys for yourselves. I see you logged in. I appreciate you guys. So where can we find out more about you, Mr. LeBrandon Sheed, and what you have coming up next?
Yeah, I this film called Confirmation, starring Kerry Washington. It'll be on HBO. I cannot wait. It's about Judge Clarence Thomas, like his nomination into the Supreme Court, and getting called into question, you know, with him, you know, sexually harassing his coworker Anita Hill, you have Wendell Pierce, who's playing, you know, Judge Clarence Thomas, and Kerry Washington, you know, is starring and, you know, executive producing it. And I was lucky enough to play John Carr, you know, one of the attorneys who testifies on her behalf in it. And it's an incredible cast as well, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's coming in on April the 16th. So I'm trying, you know.
You are doing it. All right, that's in April. Look, let the brand
in.
I got my itinerary out right here. Mm-hmm. See if I can key him back, Madeline, for that, if you will. All right.
Yes.
Who's going to bring you back?
Yes.
That's an awesome thing. Go ahead and shout out your handle. How can we connect with you via Facebook or Twitter, whatever, LeBrandon?
Definitely. People can definitely get a hold of me on my Facebook page. You know, my fan page is just LeBrandon Shed, just like my name, L.A. Brandon. And then my last name is S-H-E-A-D. They can follow me on Twitter. You know, it's just my name. It's LeBrandon_Shed. And Instagram,
yeah.
just my name, you know, and I'll follow them right back. You know, I love to chit-chat, you know, and connect with people, you know. So, yeah, people want to hit me up, I'll hit them right back.
you are so humble. Yeah. That's what I love. I love that. I love your humility. And really, I really do. And I'm so excited. Congratulations on 999 and all your other upcoming projects. I just want to thank you for joining us. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Vanessa. Yeah, I'm a rookie to this, and you know, I'm just grateful, you know, just to be talking with you on the show, and I appreciate
Can't
the
tell.
Opportunity. Yeah.
My pleasure. I can't tell you're a rookie. You got it down. You got it locked.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. You got it locked.
thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much. You too. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. There you go, guys. Mr. LeBrandon Shed in the house. You know what, Madeline? I love humility. That goes a long way. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
And he oozes that. And I hear the sincerity in his voice. You guys, go out there and cop that movie, 999. Check it out. The cast is stellar.
Yes.
We have to check it out, Madeline.
For real,
mm-hmm.
For real. I know it.
For real.
Movie night.
For real.
Good
line. Oh, well, I'm excited about the Clarence Thomas one. I mean, the body of work already speaks volumes, for real.
Yeah.
I like how you asked that question about the characters, because you're right. Sometimes it's hard to detox yourself from these roles that these actors take on, especially Heath Ledger. Prime example, the Joker. That was a dark character.
I know it, right? Mm-hmm.
Very dark. Oof.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
So I commend actors and actresses. For instance, Leonardo DiCaprio, I have not looked at that movie, The Revenant. Revenant, I think
right.
it is. He won an Oscar for it, but he did some crazy things that nothing wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's a big fish and all that. But he won
the Oscar. Got to keep your mind right.
Wow, for real. But we're having fun here in the 31. Iris, you've been waiting patiently.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I adore you. We're going to take this little break. We're going to come back and talk about the heart series. Those who know me, you know I always talk about the heart and the mind. And we have the creator of the heart series. He is in the building. Go ahead and sit back and pour yourself a cup of tea. We're going to take this little commercial break. And we're going to come back and talk to the writer, the creator of the heart series. This is Iris Bowling, along with my co-host for the hour, So Real. Right back.
Do you feel like you waste time on social media? Are you overwhelmed with all the information about online marketing? Do you want to be able to effectively manage your online presence? Set up a one-on-one consultation with DIYwithty.com. Taora Moody, known simply as Ty, has over 12 years of experience and a down-to-earth personality that has put over 100 clients at ease. At DIYwithty.com, we aim to take the mystery out of the geeky stuff in a way that anyone can understand so you can learn how to do it yourself.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the show. With your host for the hour, Vanessa Richardson, and my co-host, Madeline. So Real with Madeline.
Hey, 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 Madeline. Welcome back.
Hey, hey, keep it real.
With Madeline? That's right. One more time, Madeline.
Yeah.
You guys just tuning in. We had a great time. We had a phenomenal showcase, as I mentioned, we were going
yes.
to do. Started out a little crazy, as you know, Madeline, technical
Sorry.
Disability.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're still on here at 7:09. It's just been crazy. But, Madeline, she stuck by me. That's what being so real is about, you know?
That's
so,
right. It's real talk for real.
For real, for real.
Hanging tough. Oh, you got to hang tough. Got to get through it.
I like that. Hanging tough. That's
good. I like that.
Yeah. Right, go ahead. One more time. Shout out. Wait till we log in to hear your show. You guys, we have not tuned in to Madeline's show. What are you waiting on? I'm serious. Check her shows out. I mean, for real,
yeah.
for real, with Madeline. She hit some
yeah.
subject, and it's not all hard and morbid and all that. It's real. It's life situations and some comedy there, too.
Ooh.
She knows how to balance it out. So, Madeline, where can we connect with you?
Yeah, come on over to Soul Real. We're Blog Talk Radio, of course, / Soul Real with Madeline. That's MADELYN. Don't do the INE. You won't find me.
Right.
Right. Yeah, Soul Real with Madeline. We keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status and raising your standard. We'd love to have you on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. Just come on in, stop by and join us. We talk about real life, and we help you learn to handle the real life, just like now with endometriosis. It's a real life situation,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to be
mm-hmm.
a part of it in some type of way to let people know you're not alone. You're not alone, and this is real talk for you. So we're letting you know and being enlightened and being empowered. So stay real.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. Stay real, keep it real, because we're hanging tough. That's right.
Right. Hang tough.
That's
I know
what's
it.
Up.
We got
That's
it.
What's up. I love it. I love her. You guys, for those that tuned in, we had at the beginning of the hour, as Madeline mentioned, we talked about the health issue, endometriosis, and March's Endometriosis Awareness Month, and we had a wonderful guest. She was Casey Berner, advocate for endometriosis. She refuses to allow this happenstance, this situation, to hamper her happiness and future. I love it. I love it. So let's go ahead and play back the this interview tonight, our interviews, rather. It's going to be available upon demand soon thereafter the show ends. And also, we had actor 999, LeBrandon Shedd. Oh, man, humble, humble actor. And I see a great thing on the horizon for him, and I'm not just saying that. I'm sorry, guys. I got the magic touch. I can see things for real. Okay? So,
get it.
Tonight, okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to come to the apex of the, come to the crux of the interview tonight.
The heart, Madeline. The heart.
Yeah.
We're
getting ready to talk about the heart series with the creator herself, Iris Bowling.
Yeah.
She's in the house. Without further ado,
ooh.
I know you're tired of me saying that name. You ready for her to get on and talk about it? I am too. You ready, Madeline?
Ooh. Yes, I'm ready.
Yes.
Let's go. Beep, beep.
Do it. Welcome to the show, Iris. We're trying to make it lively for you, light and lively. Welcome, welcome.
Hi.
What? Thank you so much. I've been listening to your show. It's been a wonderful show so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Really do appreciate
yeah.
it. I'm glad to have you on. In the intro, you heard me talk about the heart series, and we've been tantalized a little bit by Tommy Ford. He talked a little bit about his character, but due to prior engagement, he couldn't go into extensive detail. So I had
right,
to bring
right.
on the writer and the creator of the heart series.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and break bread.
I tuned to just talk with you about it. I'll talk to anybody about the heart.
And so you should. I love it. I love the heart. And shout out again to LaShira for the connection. Let's go
yeah,
ahead
definitely.
And talk about the heart series. Creator
yeah.
and writer, Iris Bowling. Let's talk about
yeah.
it.
Well, let me tell you, the heart series is a political drama, and
mm-hmm.
it talks about the journey of J.D. Harrison as he travels from being an assistant district director, district attorney, to eventually becoming president of the United States. Now, this heart series is into its second season. So in season one, you actually
mm-hmm.
got to meet J.D. and all of his friends, and you got to see when J.D. met his wife. And you got to see him make the decision to go into politics, so you kind of know why he actually decided to do this. So that was in season one. Now in season two, we're going to get a little bit deeper into something, because I do like in each one of my books, I do like to touch on some type of social issue. So in book two of The Heart, we actually touch a little bit on spousal abuse in book two of The Heart. So with James Brooks, who is J.D. Harris's campaign manager, he actually becomes front and center in book two. Now, the whole premise behind The Heart, and people ask me all the time, what's the difference in this political drama versus another? Here's the difference. In The Heart, you get to meet J.D. before he makes a decision to go into politics. Right now, when you meet political candidates, they are already candidates. You don't know the people that they have surrounded themselves with. So the one thing that President Obama's presidency has showed us is that it's not just one man. It takes that man and an army of other people to make things happen in this country. And with J.D., you get to meet those people that he surrounds himself with to help make the decisions that he has to make in his life. The show, where you already see he's a presidential candidate, you don't know how that man became who he is. You don't know the people that that man turned to with his deepest thoughts and who he turned to get advice and guidance. With The Heart series, you get to meet all of the men that's going to be at the round table, as I call it. So you're going to get to meet all of the people that he surrounds himself with. So that's what The Heart series is about. And the thing about it is you're going to get a whole lot of drama. You're going to get a lot of suspense, and you're going to get a lot of love. A lot of love in The Heart series. See, so you're going to get a mixture of all three.
You see this, guys? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And this is book format, too, did you say? Is it more from your book?
Yes.
Oh, because she's an author, too, you guys.
All right.
No.
Yeah, I am. I'm an independent author, and what I did was I took the very first series that I wrote. I actually have four series, and I took the very first one that I wrote. And to be honest with you, I get into it to try to learn how to. I didn't get into it for money reasons or anything of that nature. I got into it because I went out to make a book trailer, just a simple book trailer. But I met these wonderful actors. And when I saw them, I said, they need a platform to showcase their talent. So I wanted to find a way to help them showcase their talent. And we decided, we thought about doing a movie, but you couldn't tell the story in an hour and 20 minutes. So we decided to turn it into a TV series. Now, here's the blessing. Here's the blessing, Vanessa. By doing this, I got to open doors for a number of people who wanted to get their start in show business, either behind the camera or in front of the camera. So with The Heart, we opened up those doors, and we gave a lot of cast members their very first opportunity to act in a television series. And we got a lot of people that work behind the scenes. That's their first time working on the camera. That was their first time working on lights, wardrobe, hair, makeup. So we were able to not only have this wonderful show, it really is a good show, have this wonderful show put together, we were able to give people a skill set that they can then put on their resume and use for something else to go to the next level in the career that they want to do. So it's a wonderful blessing in that way.
It is. You know what? As I'm listening to you, I so can identify with you, especially in this time period, as far as so much talent, underground talent out there that needs to be showcased, and people out there who can't act or sing, and you wonder how to get contracts. It's discombobulating to me. I don't know. But your heart theory resonates on so many levels, Iris, because you put your heart in there, and other people's hearts are coming together. So, yeah, you're right. The format could not, an hour, 2 hours movie could not do your heart series justice. It couldn't.
Yeah.
And I want to commend you for the format that you allow. I'm a spiritual person. I'm going to say God to use you with. So how can viewers are listening and readers are listening and they want to know, first of all, that's awesome, girl, where can I get the book? And what can I look at this series?
I know, right?
I know they're saying that. Girl, answer the book question.
Well, you can get the Heart series. It's available paperback, ebook, and they're available on Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, or you can simply go to my website and get it from either one. And that's Iris Bolling, that's BOLLING.net. So you can go to my website and you can get the first season DVD, or you can order any of the 17 novels that I've written.
17, yeah.
All
right.
Number 18. Number 18 comes out on March 22nd. So I have a TV premiere on March 19th. Yeah. And I have my 18th novel coming out on March 22nd. So this is a very blessed month for me. A very blessed month.
That's a blessing. This is awesome.
Yes,
not only got some reading to do. Seriously. Oh, this is awesome.
Yes.
Oh, this is wonderful, Art. Congratulations on all accounts. Great things.
Greater
things are coming for you. I'm honored to be able to talk to you. Much success. Any questions from you, Madeline?
No, I'm enjoying every minute of it because the Heart is, it's an amazing thing for her to take that on to share with people. And I'm 19 books. I'm shoot. That's a reader's
that's
heaven.
Wonderful.
Reader's heaven.
Well, thank you.
Can I get a little deep, if you will? Because we have a lot of people who aspire, and that's one of our key things here, aspiring to inspire.
Ma'am.
We have writers, authors. I'm a playwright and all these things. Can I ask you something? Sometimes I get hard, and sometimes a couple of weeks ago I had an honor to interview another author, and she was saying she had great things planned, but sometimes the support isn't there. So how do you maintain your faith? How do you maintain your positivity, if you will, when things get a little hectic and don't go the way you wanted them to go, like hiccups in the road, if you will, for those who are listening?
I think that, Vanessa, I have this firm belief that obstacles are put in place for us to learn from them. So when we get a hiccup or an obstacle that's trying to stop us from doing something, you go over it, you go around it, you go under it, you bust through it, you find a way to get that obstacle out of your way so that you can continue on the path with the purpose that God or whoever your higher power is has put you there to do. You don't let things like obstacles or things of that, you know, stop you from moving forward. The other thing that I would say to people is you have to believe in your product. I believe in my stories. I'm an independent author. To date, I have not submitted to a traditional publisher. I probably will at some point. I just haven't to date. But I'm an independent author, so I had to believe enough in myself to invest in myself. And that's what I did. I started my own publishing company. I started writing my novels, and I started publishing them when I wanted to publish them. I kept 100% control on everything.
Yes.
So when I got to this juncture of doing the TV show, I already controlled everything, so I didn't have to go and find material. I didn't have to ask permission to use the material. I was just able to go and do. But I'm going to tell you, I didn't do it by myself, though, Vanessa. I have wonderful, wonderful people around me who are always encouraging me or supporting me. Right there, I'm out here doing the interview with you, and I have a house full of people who are preparing items for the premiere that's taking place on this Saturday.
Wow.
You know, so
wow.
I have huge support system that comes in, and they say, Iris, you can do it. You know, if you write that book, we're going to make sure everything happens for the TV series that need to happen. You go write that book because, you know, it's due out in March. So I have a huge support system. So this is not something that I did on my own. I have, even meeting Tommy, getting Tommy to be a part of the show, I didn't know Tommy. You know, but people around me did, people who believed in me did, and they reached out to him and they said, hey, we need you to take a look at what Iris Bolling is doing over in Richmond, Virginia. And if there's any kind of way that you can be a part of it, we think this might be something you'd be interested in. And I was blessed because Tommy came to Richmond. You know?
He came
to Richmond. And he said, okay, tell me what you have. And I told him what I had, and he was sitting right there. He said, count me in. I mean, just like that, he said, count
wow.
me. And it was
a blessing.
But it was people around me who made that happen. I didn't make that happen. People around me
go.
Made it happen. You know what I'm saying? So I have a really, really great support system around me that helped me to continue to get those obstacles that you talked about out of my way. Sometimes as authors, we think we're independent because writing is really an independent, it's a one-person job. But sometimes you don't be afraid to reach out to other people when you get stuck. And you say, hey, this big, don't just sit there and let that big rock be in your way and it's like you can't get past it, around it, or over it. Reach out to somebody because somebody out there has been there already and they know how to get through whatever obstacle it is. It's not just you. You're not in it alone. Someone knows how to get around it.
You said so much, Iris, and I so appreciate that. And you have to surround yourself with people who have the vision, your vision. I mean, who really believe in you. And then, yes, God will put people, okay, I'm spiritual, or you, that right person will come in your life at the right time, if you are.
Right.
You can attest to that, as you just said. And he will bring people in. But you got to believe in your vision first. You have
you
to
do.
Believe in
you
it.
Do.
Because if you don't believe in it, who else
you
can
believe
in
it? You can't expect someone else to believe in it.
Exactly. And you got a diamond in Tommy, because if you don't know, Tommy Ford, he played Tommy Martin, okay, on Martin Show's line.
Right.
So he do justice with drama, Iris, okay?
He
not just comedy.
Does.
He know how to bring it, okay?
He brings it. He did a wonderful job with Avery Brooks. He plays the character of Avery Brooks, who is the father to our main character, who is James Brooks. And he came and here's the wonderful thing about working with Tommy Ford. He is a professional. He gets the job done. But he has you cracking up. He has you cracking up once the cameras are off. You know, he does. So he kept it set. You know, the days that he was there, of course, a lot of the people that were there had never worked with someone at Tommy's level. So they were very, very excited. They were very...
Yeah.
You know, they were a little hesitant. They didn't know how to approach him or anything of that nature. And the moment he stepped onto the set, you know, he said, well, what are y'all looking at? You know, and it was on after that. So he brought professionalism to the set. He took the time and he talked with people about their careers and things of that nature, which I appreciated. You know, and he was just the ultimate professional. So I have to tip my hat to him for coming on to an independent film with a virtual unknown, and to lend his name and his support to us. It was a wonderful thing.
Oh, that means a lot. That means so much. Shout out to Tommy Ford again.
Yes,
and shout out
definitely.
To you, Iris. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you so much for having us and for letting me tell your people about the heart. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Okay, before you go, one more time, you may want to know again, where can they get the books and where can they see your series, the Heart series?
I'm so glad you asked that. You can get the book from our website, irisholland.net, and you can get them through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Now, let's talk about how you can see the show, okay?
Yeah.
To see the show... If you are outside of the Richmond area, you will need to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to the show. Just go out to YouTube, put in Iris Bowling, find Iris Bowling channel, and subscribe to that channel. So that's the way that you're going to be able to get to see it outside of Richmond, Virginia. And for those who are in the Richmond, VA, Baltimore, DMV area, you will be able to see it on Fox Richmond starting March 19th through April the 26th. Yes.
Congratulations. Wow.
This is awesome.
We are very excited about that. So, and the premiere, we're actually having the red carpet premiere is this weekend, and we have people from all over the country have already traveled in. I have a house full of them right now. Have already traveled in. For the premiere.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm not going to prolong your time. I'm sorry. We're going to let you go.
Oh,
but I still congratulations to you. I'm so excited with you and for you. I really
Thank
am.
Thank you so
I'm gonna
much.
I'm going to get my book.
Thank you.
I'm going to get my 17. I'm waiting on the 18th, and I'm going to subscribe. You have a subscriber in me, Vanessa Richardson, so the certain ones. You will be seeing that soon because I want to check the series
thank
out.
Thank you. Thank you. I
congratulations.
Appreciate that. Madeline, thank you for hanging out with us, too.
Yes, absolutely. Ma'am. You know I'm getting all of this. I got it all. Y'all got to go support. I do
for
have
real,
a question.
For real.
You said it's premiering.
Yes, ma'am.
You're doing the premiere April 26th. Did I hear that correctly?
No, the premiere is this Saturday. It is March 12th. The premiere is this Saturday. But the first airing, it's going to air. It's a six-week series. So you're going to see it starting on Saturday night at 10 o'clock p.m., and it's going to start from March 19th, and it's going to run through April the 23rd.
Oh,
I love this. Oh. This is so great. I'm excited for you and with you, Iris. Congratulations.
Thank
to your
you.
Heart series.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure. Great talking to you.
It was great talking to you. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Glad to have you back.
Please,
well,
anytime.
Guys, there you go.
Anytime.
My pleasure. You guys, Iris Bowling is in the house. Oh, my goodness. I just love Madeline. I love hearing wonderful testimonies such as these that we've shared tonight with our listening, reading, viewing audience. Man, this is awesome. In spite of our technical difficulties, Madeline, which I'm
we got
still
it going.
I'm still having some issues, but it's all good. You know, it's all good. We come to the conclusion. I just want to talk at the end of the show. I like to do a little talking, as you know, for those who are listening, and they're still, Madeline, it's 7:30, and we still have people still joining us. Thank you, guys.
Hey,
I appreciate you. So, Madeline, this is what I do. I like to give some encouraging words at the end of our show.
Right.
We talked about endometriosis. We talked about so much. Not being silent. Things are given to us, and we want to hide that our voice. We sometimes ashamed of what we're going through, which was the case with me. And I decided to no longer allow situations or my feelings to hold me back. As I mentioned, life is so full of opportunity. Life is beautiful. And, you know, Madeline, a lot of people fight to live. They fight to live. I noticed because my experience, I saw this. Women are fighting to live a healthy and happy and prosperous life. And with endometriosis, we refuse to allow these things to hold us back. You refuse to do that. You know, and then people got, I'm not being mean. Listen to me, though. Those who are listening, I'm not being jealous. There's no way. I made peace with myself a long time ago. I just want you to understand, if you have your health, you have your strength, and you're able to do these things, it doesn't matter if she or he talked in the negative about you. It doesn't matter if you work at McDonald's and all that. Maybe you don't have that job right now and you aspiring towards something else. That's all right. Long as you go ahead and aspire to do these and better yourself. And don't look at other people and be jealous about their successes. Because I guarantee Madeline, those who have a great success, as you know, they didn't get it lined out. They labored for that. They labored for that. You know,
yes,
so those out there who have your mind, health, and strength,
what
is your oyster? Go after it. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all our conversations tonight, and there were many, so many key points mentioned tonight, what resonates the most with you, Madeline, or sticks out? And from that resonating, talk to someone out there that you maybe, whatever it is that touched you tonight.
Yeah. The main thing that you're talking about is not being ashamed of what you're dealing with, what you're going through, what season God has you in. Know that season he's going to bring you through is going to be for not just you, but someone else. Someone needs your story. Someone needs to hear that you can survive it, that you can get through it, no matter how hard, how tragic it may be. And you're not. Do not ever apologize, Vanessa, for stating that. If you have your life, your health, your strength, go get your blessing. You know, go ahead and keep fighting through it. Don't give up because you may have negativity around you. You know, let them get them out your ear. Stay encouraged and don't be ashamed of your journey. Don't be ashamed of it because God is polishing you to move you to a greater and to shine brighter than anything. And some of those people around you may be hating a little bit because you can persevere. You're going through. You're continuing. You're not staying and wallowing in self-pity. So don't be ashamed. And you keep moving forward. Vanessa, I won't hear you no more. Apologize for telling people, live a life. You live your life. Live the life God has given you because there can always be a worse. There is always a worse. So be grateful and fight for your life. Fight for the life given to you because somebody needs you. Someone needs you. So I'm like you. I love the Lord and the spirit and the strength. I'm telling you. I tell anybody, hang on to you.
Yes. I love that. I told you this is so real with Madeline. I told you to keep it real, you guys. Keep it real.
Yes. Daily, yes.
Daily.
Daily.
I love you back.
Yes.
It was so, I thank God for this connection because you're so right. God will put certain people in your life who really have your heart and don't want something necessarily out of you. They just want that connection, that support system. And God connected us, you and I. We've been known each other for about 2-3 years, and the connection only proves to get stronger and stronger. And I'm not taking that lightly. I take it sincerely.
No,
I really do,
you.
Madeline.
Exactly.
I really
hear. Yes. It takes a lot, though, like you're saying, with letting someone in your space. You know, it's just I am humbled and honored that you would even allow me to be a part of your journey. So, you know, the thanks is from me to you.
Well, thank you. And I'm humbled that you said yes without any expectancy. She just does it out of love, you guys.
No problem. Yes. That's so true. People don't have to let you in their space. They don't have to let you in their circle. And so for someone to do that, you guys don't take that for granted. Yeah. Yeah, do not.
And I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
And yeah, that's same here.
I'm
going to
bring Madeline back on, too, because Madeline, we haven't even gone into full detail, in depth, her testimony. I want to bring it on. You're talking about overcoming. You're talking about perseverance. This young lady right here, this woman right here is so real. Sometimes you go through, you haven't always been real. You know, no one has.
Mm-hmm.
No perfect.
Mm-hmm.
When I say real, not being conniving, what I mean is for me, and for you, this is what I want somebody to listen to. When I mean this, being for real, we weren't vocal about it. We were silent about it. We didn't, for me, as I mentioned, I didn't want to talk about it. But to be real, because I take political science pre-law, I study this, you know, you can be guilty via omission. Omission is not saying anything, not saying truth. So you're guilty for not saying truth when you're in the know of truth. So I was guilty for not vocalizing truth. I don't want to know those who are listening to me. Truth is this. Truth is sometimes you're going to cry. Truth is you're not always going to be strong. Truth is there's nobody going to understand your vision. Truth is you ain't going to have that support sometimes. Truth is people are going to see things that's not really there. People are not going to see your truth. And the thing I find about truth is this, Madeline. People will walk in their truth and not the right truth.
You better
make sure your truth is truth. The real truth, for real.
Yes. For real.
We can make ourselves feel better. We can look at the mote or the gleam in our neighbor's eyes and not see what's going on in our eyes, if you will. So, Madeline, and I know a lot of people are not comfortable in their own skin. They're not comfortable in their own company. And if you're not that person, you have to question or understand, hey, why I don't like being alone? Why do I need people around me? Why do I need my boyfriend or my husband to give me identity? Why do I need somebody to say I look good to feel good? Why do I need that? Madeline, I learned something about meditation. I know meditation for years, right? But now I am deep in meditation. Because to meditate, you have to go in, shut out the world. This is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And you have
mm-hmm.
to deal with yourself. We don't like the quiet. We don't like dealing with ourselves. Because when you meditate and do some soul searching, self searching, you don't want to deal with self. It's ugly. Right?
Right?
Yeah. That's an ugly thing. Dealing with yourself.
Cool. Yeah, that's self examination. We heard
yeah.
those feelings.
Ugly, yes. And let me tell you, my feelings have hurt so many times. Let me tell you.
Cool.
But I deal with it.
Yeah,
and I want to get it right, and I want to be able to look around and see you, Madeline. If you're hurting, I want to be able to see that you're hurting. I want to be able to. I mean, I have $1 million, but what I do have, I want to give to you or whomever around me, even if it's in the form of a smile, even if it's a form of me inboxing you, saying, "Hey, how you doing?" These little things like that, and that's what makes the world go around. Love the heart.
Yeah,
and,
it does.
And the heart is a series. It's continuous. It's continuous.
Mm-hmm.
So, Madeline,
yeah.
one more time, shout out. How can we connect with you? Again, I'm going to bring her on my show, you guys. She has a phenomenal health-wise. She's been through the valley. She climbed the mountain. Let me tell you, she overcame. She refused to give in. I'm telling you, Madeline has a testimony, and I'm going to bring her on. March calendar has been filled for April. April Fool. For April, I'm going to bring her on. And we're going to talk. I'm just so excited. I'm having fun tonight.
Yes.
We're going to bring you back on sometime in April to really share your testimony.
Awesome.
Okay?
Awesome. Okay, sounds beautiful. Thank you again for just allowing me this time with you. That is so, I'm serious. I know a lot of people are like, ooh, they're getting on my nerves. But no, you just don't understand.
They'll be okay.
When you're
when
you travel a journey by yourself for so long where you feel like people don't get you, because you are real and you dealing with stuff, it's like, look, you know, so when someone comes to you and says, hey, let's run together, lock arms,
Woo!
And you run, because it's better to have someone running with you, so when you get tired, they can pull, and if they get tired, you can pull. So team is with it. You know, it's all about us working together. And as people of color, we slipping.
Say it.
We are slipping. Real talk.
Yes.
Real talk.
I love her.
So,
for real.
Real talk. Living the color. Doing some things. Making some differences. Being positive. Being confident and encouraging and supportive. That's what we do daily. So,
In spite of the hiccups, in spite of the challenges we go through, we're not bitter. We become better.
No,
and that's what we need, a sisterhood.
Yes.
I miss the sisterhood, Madeline.
Yes. Sisterhood. That's good. Sisterhood.
I miss the sisterhood.
Sister.
I'm going to get a show about the sisterhood.
Hey!
I'm going to get a show about the sisterhood. Is it a fading
That'd
incident?
Be good. Yeah,
is it
that'd
a
be
myth?
Awesome.
We're going to do that. You're definitely going to be one of my guests.
Awesome. You know me. I love me some sisterhood.
I know,
I think
that's
we should stand together. Yeah, we should be more committed to helping each other. We really do. And Miss Casey, just sharing with her, just listening to her and you guys' journey. I'm serious, y'all.
Yeah.
You don't never know what people are dealing with unless you share it. People don't know
your
story unless you open up and let them know what you're dealing with, because otherwise they'll think you just got it going on. And that's just it. You know?
Yeah.
I might got it going on, but I lean on my God, my Christ to get me through each day. So,
me too.
Y'all don't hear me.
I hear you.
You don't hear
me. I got
you. Yes. Don't make me cry up in here. Girl.
Don't cry.
They better understand it. They better get with it. Yes. This is it.
It's true. Yeah. And you know what? For those who are listening, it's not happenstance. It's not that you just, okay, let me just listen to Vanessa or Madeline. No, there's purpose. You know. And this reason why you tuned into this broadcast, and this reason why our technical difficulties happened today. I mean, we're still in the air. I'm supposed to be off by now. But God is orchestrating. He's doing things just right. Just right.
Yes,
for you and I.
Yes.
For you and I. For Madeline, sis. And again, I like this platform because God, here we go again with God. I'm going to say God. God connects
us
as you saw fit. All races, all genders, all kinds, from all walks of life. I'm telling you, I love this platform, and I don't take it lightly. And you know, as a host, these things are not easy, what we do.
This is not easy. And people think fancy it to be easy, and it's I don't take it lightly. The platform and mm-hmm. the guest that comes on the show, I'm very peculiar, mm-hmm. and I'm very perceptive as to whom we allow on the show. I'm not saying I'm better mm-hmm. or greater than anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't do chatter. We don't chatter. You know that Madeline.
All
we
right.
bring yeah. about real issues, and we bring about in a formulated way. Hopefully, by the end of the show, you see yourself or get an idea as to what mm-hmm. direction you want to go or should be going in.
Yeah.
So having said that, we could talk all day. I love you, Madeline.
I know,
eight.
Right. I love you back.
So,
I love you back.
Again, next Thursday, you guys, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, here in a certain one, we're going to have another showcase. We're going to feature another Endo sister. We have some more guests coming up. I mean, we have Yolanda Watts. Y'all know her. She's a former talk show host and also an author. She's coming on the show. We have Vanessa Robinson. Excuse me, Vanessa Robinson. Okay, we have Angela Robinson back from Tyler Perry. The Have and the Have Not. She's going to be joining us. We got a full show, you guys. So if you have not, visit us over here, www.blogtalkradio.com/a certain one. Come on over here and hit that follow button. Mm-hmm. You'll be appraised of our guests and upcoming events. And again, I want to encourage you to visit our magazine online, www.stateonemagazine.com. Again, Darren DeWitt Henson, he starred in the TV show series Soul Food and Stomp the Yard. He is, again, featured on our cover. So check out our articles, mm-hmm. Inspiration, Motivation, Marriage, Single. We covered the ground, every ground for you. Fashion, beauty, it's there. We got you covered. Thanks again, Madeline. Adore you. Next
You're
Thursday,
welcome. Thank
o'clock.
You. Yes. Join us.
All right, guys. Next Thursday, no one told you they love you. You're hitting it here first on certain ones. We love you with the love of the Father.
Yes.
And then, let's go get it.
Yes.